Today, our text will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 24, and it reads thus: Therefore, the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Heavenly Father, thank you today. Bless your word, Father. As I'm about to speak, Father, use me as a vessel, Father God, that your word will be heard around the world. I pray, God, that those of us that will hear it, Father God, will understand and live to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Briefly, I want to speak to you on the thing, God's plan for marriage. To follow God's plans, a man chooses to accept his wife as his partner and friend. And she chooses to respect him. Instead of being selfish, they choose to care for each other physically, spiritually, sexually, and emotional needs. Amen. Now, what is marriage? Marriage is a friendship, not just a friend, ordinary friendship, but the deepest human friendship. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, it says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So, a relationship is built, a friendship is built, a love is built, and they have established respect between husbands and wife. I know leaving your parents, relatives, a difficult thing. But to make marriage really enjoyable, a man and his wife must be close friends. In fact, they should be closer to each other than anyone else. Husbands and wives should have a close relationship. Both of them work together. Both of them plan together. Both of them do everything together. A close friendship. I want us to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 22. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be their own husbands in everything. Then in 25 says, husband, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Now, marriage is wonderful when husband is careful to love his wife. And the wife is careful to respect him. Now, there are two major things I want us to look at there. Love and respect. God commanded the man to love his wife and the woman to respect her husband. Now, Today, in many Christians' homes, there are a lot of scuffles because the responsibility of the husband and wife are not being observed. Why? Because they lack the biblical principles of marriage. There are many marriages where you don't find love and respect. You can never find peace in your marriage when love and respect are not practiced. Many homes, including Christian homes today, are struggling because we lack the biblical understanding of marriage. God's plans for marriage. We need to understand that God has a plan for marriage. A husband must know his role as well as the wife must also know her role. If both partners do not understand God's plans, there will always be argument. Because the man wants to take authority and advantage over the wife, the wife wants to take the position of a man, and the both scuffles in between. Now, God who created man understands the challenges a couple face when there is no love and respect between both parties. There we are. God who created mankind understands that when love and respect is lacking, the home will scuffle. And this is why before we get married, or if we are married people, we must understand that we need to go back to the Bible and be careful to read and prayerfully comprehend what we're reading. Because if we do not understand this well, we suffer many things. If I listen to radio most time, listen to people around the world, I hear marriages and divorces on a daily basis. The reason is common. If you don't understand anything and get involved with it, you will destroy it. You will destroy it. Now, the Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 down that if we get married, we should not divorce. If we divorce, then we should not get married again. But today, people get married. Tomorrow they divorce. Another day they get married again. Many of us are living and doing things out of ignorance. We need to go back to what the Word of God says concerning marriage. If the lifetime agreement, except death do your part, but because there is no mutual agreement between husbands, many wives and husbands today, there are challenges. If we read the Bible carefully, then we'll be humbled to do what God has commanded us to do. This is why most time when I'm talking to married people or those that desire to get married, I first of all remind them about the Word of God. That they first of all need to know Jesus. And if they understand who God is and they have accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior, then they need to understand and pray for their decision. Because if they don't understand the word of God, especially what the word of God is saying concerning marriage, definitely the marriage will not last. Many marriages are broken today because people do not have the patience to endure it, the trials and temptation that we face in marriage. I want us today to understand that marriage is not just any decision that you wish to make because you want people to know that you got married. No, it's a friendship. Not just a friendship, an ordinary friendship, but the deepest human friendship that will cause you to leave your father, your mother, join with a person, your wife, and becoming one flesh. And you transfer a love you have for your parents, for relatives, to that husband. Not that you're not going to love your parents, but both of your decisions will have to be agreed upon. If you go to your parents, if your parents will want to prompt into your marriage, then you have to stand for your marriage. And today we see it in many areas of life, many marriages, the in-laws dominate the marriage more than the couples. And I want to say to you that God has entrusted your partner in your kids so that the both of you will work together with one agreement. Respect your husband. Husband, love your wife. If we all will understand the purpose and plans for marriage, then we get to understand that we need to love our wives, and wives need to love your husbands. And if all these things are observed in the home will be blessed. I want to encourage you today, follow God's way of marriage, not just traditions, not just customs, not any other way, but the way of God. And if you follow the way of God, God will surely bless your marriage. May God bless His word. In Jesus' name, amen.